Christ. The holiday we celebrate tomorrow used to be called Washington's Birthday. Now we call it President's Day. We honor all 44 presidents of the United States. And I suspect if you're like me, you like to honor some of them more than others. But presidents, of course, are all very different, one from the other. But there's one thing I discovered doing research for this homily, is that there's one thing that every single president, every one of those 44 presidents, has quoted in his speeches. And that is a line from the Declaration of Independence. They've either quoted it directly or refer to it in their speeches. And that line is, "We hold these truths to be sacred and undeniable, that all men are created equal and independent, that from that equal creation they derive rights inherent and inalienable, among which are the preservation of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness." Very important line in the Declaration of Independence that everybody, every president would say they agree with, but of course not everyone in the United States has the same interpretation of that line. But as the Declaration says, those rights to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are God-given. They are given by the Creator. And we cherish these rights as Americans, even though we know that some lawmakers try to play God sometimes and say whose life we preserve and whose life we end, like the legislatures of New York and Virginia recently. But the third of those inalienable rights, perhaps a lot less controversial than the right to life, but at the same time, many don't know what it really means. The right to the pursuit of happiness. We kind of take that for granted, what that means. But you realize that today, Jesus teaches us what that means. He gives us today the Beatitudes, which teach us about the pursuit of happiness. In Aramaic, the language that Jesus used to proclaim the Beatitudes, it's the same word for blessed and happy. So we might, for those Beatitudes, we might say instead of blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, we might say happy, happy are those who are poor. Happy are those who mourn. Happy are those who are persecuted. Happiness, the pursuit of happiness. We have today Jesus, Luke's version of the Beatitudes, a little bit different from Matthew's. Matthew's Beatitudes are from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is preaching on the Mount. It's really not a mountain, but it's a big hill over the Sea of Galilee. And we were there on pilgrimage, and people didn't want to leave. The people in our pilgrimage said, "Father, can we stay here? Because it's full of peace at that site." Because that's the exact spot where Jesus proclaimed those blessed beatitudes, those tickets to happiness, if you will. But Luke's version is a little bit different from Matthew's. And Luke has Jesus preaching on the plain, the Sermon on the Plain. Do you notice that in today's gospel? That Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground. And he looked up to preach to the people. Kind of like right here at St. John the Baptist Church, where the preacher stands on level ground and looks up at you. Our church is designed after Luke's version of the Beatitudes. And Luke, of course, does this because Luke is the evangelist of the poor, the downtrodden. That's why he has Jesus on the plain, not on the heights, but on the plain, with the lowly, with the poor, with the downtrodden. That's Luke's gospel all the way through. And Luke teaches, with the words of Jesus, what makes people happy? How do you pursue happiness? And of course, the world at the time of Jesus was no different than the world of today. Oh yes, there were differences, obviously. But people still pursued wealth. Those people along the Sea of Galilee that Jesus was preaching to, they probably wanted a motorboat. Think so? Probably not. But they probably wanted an expensive boat so they could go out on the Sea of Galilee. And most of them couldn't afford a boat. Boats were very, very expensive in those days. But people still pursued wealth. And Jesus says, no, if you pursue wealth, if you want to be rich, you are cursed. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are not popular. Blessed are those who are hungry, those who are scorned by others. Now, the Beatitudes are probably one of the most popular passages in Scripture. Everybody likes the Beatitudes, but do we really understand them? Because when I read the Beatitudes and I say, blessed are those who are hungry, and I think, really? I'm hungry for those pancakes that I'm smelling all morning. And Jesus says, blessed are the hungry. And people come here to St. John the Baptist every day who are hungry, and they come for food, for our food shelf. Are they blessed? Jesus says, yes. Those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, they're blessed. So how do we understand this? Again, like we do every Sunday, we have to look at all three scriptures, not just the gospel, because the other scriptures help us understand the gospel. That's why the church puts these scriptures together. So we take the whole and seek to understand, what does this mean? And so we look at that first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, and what does he do? He contrasts a barren bush in the desert with the flourishing tree planted near water. Now, that's an image we can all understand, isn't it? And then Psalm 1 picks up on that same theme. I love Psalm 1. I often give it as a penance in confession, because that's the whole spiritual life right there, Christianity. And Psalm 1 contrasts the tree planted near running water with dry chaff that the wind blows away. I love that image. I grew up on a farm. And in the summer, I hated the dry chaff because I had to work baling hay. And what happens? Your whole body gets full of dry chaff. And you breathe it in, and it gets in your ears and your nose. It's a wonderful image. Jesus contrasts, or Psalm 1 contrasts, that dry chaff with a tree planted near running water. So what's the point here? Jesus is not saying that he's going to take away those things that make us sad, like being hungry, like being persecuted, being scorned, like being poor. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that if you're a Christian or if you're a believer, those things are going to be taken away from you. Sometimes people get the wrong idea about Christianity and they think, oh, if I really pray, if I'm really a faithful disciple of Jesus, I'm going to have a blessed life. Well, yes, you will, but not in the same sense that the world thinks. You're not going to be rich. You're going to be poor. You're going to be hungry. You're going to be scorned by the world. But Jesus says, you are blessed in that. And how can we be blessed? We have to go to that running water. We have to be that tree that soaks up the water when the dryness comes. And the dryness will come. And our church is going through a dry period right now, aren't we? So we have to go to that water. We have to be that tree that is planted by the stream. And what is the stream? Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ gives us his grace through every one of the sacraments. And that's why we have to come to Mass every Sunday. And even if we can go daily to receive that grace, to receive the very life of Jesus that gives us that blessedness. So that when we are poor, and when we are hungry, and when we are scorned by others, and when we mourn the death of a loved one, or when we mourn what our church is going through these days, we can still be blessed because we are drinking from the fountain of life, the fountain of grace, Jesus Christ himself, in the sacraments and through prayer. Next weekend, we are asked to contribute to the Catholic Services Appeal. And these 20 ministries of the Catholic Services Appeal are ways that people in our community can be fed, can be nourished with that stream of life-giving water from Jesus Christ. And so we can help in their blessedness. So today as we come to Mass, let's remember that we are planting ourselves right here in this church by that stream of running water, Jesus Christ, so that we can be blessed no matter how poor we are, no matter how hungry we are, no matter how much we mourn or are scorned by others, we can be blessed by the grace given to us through Jesus Christ.